It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you know anything about me, you know that I love physics. Listen to this. Newton's fourth law of motion states that fat-bottomed girls make the rockin' world go round.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And nothing like a little music like this on a Monday. Yeah, baby. Grab my hand. Let's do a little dancing right now.
Look at you.
There I am talking like Dean again.
Shake those hips, Mike.
I thought I'd only talk like Dean when I had a few drinky poos, but
No. Well,
maybe the alcohol is coursing through my veins just from Friday will carry me through the show.
Maybe you'll have a drinky poo this Friday.
Ah, boy, you know, there might be a small chance that at the party on the 8th, I'll do that. I'm looking forward to that shindig.
A bit of schnapps?
And incidentally, how old do I sound when I say shindig?
A shindig?
I mean, shindig predates me by like 20 years.
70.
I don't even know what the hell a shindig is, but I've been calling a party a shindig for my entire life.
You really sound like you're 70 when you say that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we proceed with the show, please welcome our Katie of the Day.
Hey there. This is Katie with a very special Thought of the Day. I hate birds. Fowl are foul. They are filthy, nasty, mite-encrusted flying rodents. And don't try to tell me birds are smart because parrots can talk. So what? They can also tear off your face with their sharpened beaks. And I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in my hate. Let us not forget a famous movie mogul named Alfred Hitchcock and his little film, The Birds. I hate birds. And you. I hate you, too.
Isn't that special?
Oh, that's sweet.
It's always very nice. Thank you so much, Katie. All right, back to the show here. We got the first buzz of the afternoon coming up here. I did want to mention two related stories. Number one, and they both involve that.
Oh.
First of all,
I wasn't even there.
This is just, I don't know who it was, but I have a suspicion that I confirmed as we were leaving the show at the end of the show, Young Frankenstein.
Okay, when you're there this
weekend. I was sitting next to Carla, and then my daughters were on the right side of me. And I guess the culprit was on maybe Carla's side or in front.
The perpetrator.
Because at one point, I look over at Carla, and Carla's looking at me with her eyes all wide. She's going, "Did you?
Oh.
Did you?" Well, of course, it's always
naturally.
You know, it's always me.
I've gotten that look before.
Wrong with you.
But it's usually right when she looks at me.
When she says that, I don't smell anything, right? And then, almost on cue when I said that in my brain, the wave comes over me. And it's just, you know, for theaters. The only way I think this goes down in a theater is someone, it's three categories. The elderly, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Someone who is, having trouble controlling things. A child, mm-hmm. same thing.
Right.
You know, you have trouble controlling. Or if it's a regular average Joe or Jill, you've got someone who has an absolute problem and can in no way, control themselves because this was 3, 4, maybe even 5 times during, got progressively worse.
That's excessive.
And I was apparently not like
it's called colitis.
I was not in the direct line of wind that happened there, but Carla was. And then when we're leaving the theater, there's a guy that's walking with his wife. They appear to be a normal couple,
Dark pants?
No,
his
butt was. This is hard to describe.
Large?
So small that it looked deformed in a way.
Concave.
It looked like it wasn't
big enough to suit his body.
His pants were barely staying on because he had this narrow. He looked like he was having a little difficulty. But I looked at him.
Was he one of the Kardashians?
He did not appear to be abnormal,
right?
Like the brain in Young Frankenstein in any sort of way. Uh-huh. But I looked down and the whole family. It was me, Carla, and the kids, and we're walking up the stairs, and it comes again. And it was this.
No way out. And that's bad.
This was not also like wind breakage as much as this was just there.
Uh-huh.
So
like maybe it was lingering in the fibers of
like
the fabric?
Somebody themselves.
Dear.
That's
yeah.
what I.
Oh.
That's really what See, it was. And it was, Saturday night, a crowded theater, a little humid in the theater.
And really bad on the exit, too, because that's a
so
crowded exit.
Well, yeah. And also, you're face level with somebody's butt when you're walking out of the theater.
One is sort of excusable because that happens even to the best of us.
Right.
but occasionally, I mean, if it happens more than once, shouldn't you just get up and excuse yourself?
Well, you can't because I think if you do that, you're identified. identifying yourself as the culprit.
And he
Gentlemen, do you
obese?
Want to take a call from Japan?
Sure.
Sure.
I believe this call is coming all the way from Japan.
It's
Let's
not
go
collect,
to
is it?
Scott. You're not calling collect, are you, Scott?
No, I'm calling through Skype, Mike, and it's great to hear from you, man.
Oh, the Skype. You're on the Skype. Well, how are you, Scott? What can we do
Skype?
For you? Skype is, you know, it's a type of phone service
it's
that,
an
that
online
is offered.
Telephone
oh, cool.
Service.
Yeah,
cool.
It's on the Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Scott,
well, Mike,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mike. Let me just say I listen to your show every day on the iPod, like the podcast, walking around Japan and Tokyo. And I always hear you guys talk about Japan, but I'm never awake when you guys are live. So today I'm awake, and I just thought I'd give you a call.
Now, what time is it in Japan, Scott?
It is 4:39 a.m.
What wow. are you doing up at 4:39 on a Tuesday morning?
Good morning.
It's tomorrow or yesterday?
It's Tuesday, right?
Yes, it
is. It's Tuesday. Hey, am I pretty savvy? You see that? It said Tuesday morning. We are calling the future right now.
The
future's calling us.
I am from the future, yeah.
That's very, very exciting. Where in Japan are you? What town?
I'm in a small town called Sakado. It's in the prefecture of Saitama. It's about 45
Sakado.
Minutes.
Oh, I've been there.
Now, are you enjoying the company of the geishas while you're over in Japan, Scott?
Oh, unfortunately, no. I haven't been able to. It's pretty high priced, and you know they really only speak Japanese.
Do you have a girlfriend over there? Do you have your wife, or are you a single man over there?
No, I have a girlfriend, but yeah, she's not Japanese. So.
She's not Japanese, but she's with you in Japan?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good. So, what else can we do for you all the way from Japan, Scotty?
Nothing. I just, you know, like I said, thanks a lot for having the show on podcast. I used to listen to you guys when it was just the Don and Mike show back in, when you were on in Seattle a long time ago.
Oh, that was a while back, yeah. That's good. Well, are you enjoying the show, Scott?
Oh, I love it, man.
Like, Scott, do a favor for me while you're over there, okay?
Okay, I will.
Keep an eye on him.
Never forget.
Hey, we didn't ask you, Scott, what do you do in Japan?
I teach English, gentlemen.
Oh, he's very good, though.
Well, Scott, please to say in your best Japanese, listen to the Mike O'Mara show. He has a great party coming up on Friday.
Oh, boy, you know, I wish I knew enough Japanese.
Oh, come on, Scott.
He teaches English.
I'll give you one better. I'll just say, watashi wa hidoi geri desu.
And what is that? You probably just said something horrible. It's going to start World War III.
Well, show historian Rob Spiewak should look back in his archives and try to think what that means.
Well, maybe show listener Scott should live where he was born.
Oh, see, I thought I'd offend Rob by being an American living in the land of Chinamen.
You have.
Chinamen.
You go have fun with your Chinamen. We'll keep America ready for you when you're ready
Well,
to
Scott,
come
what
back.
The hell did that mean? Can you tell us what you just said?
Yeah, I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, bravo. Oh, well, that fits right into the story I was just telling. Well, thank you very much, Scott. I'll get back to my story of farting, okay?
Excellent, man. Sorry for breaking in.
No problem. Enjoy your stay safe in Japan, Scott.
Yes. All right,
there Scott's son.
That's Scott. I think Scott was incredibly high.
I
think Scott was absolutely loaded with Japanese ging. Look for Scott like 2 years from now on an episode of Locked Up Abroad.
What are the drug laws in Japan? Do they have marijuana there?
Oh, that'd be nasty, too. I believe it's beheading.
Ask Paul McCartney. Yeah, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. They're very stringent.
Very
they
strict.
Are. They are pretty strict.
And I bet those Japanese prisons, you know, they might be a little better organized than ours, but they're probably nasty,
But they
too.
All have beautiful flat-screen television.
So never found out the culprit from Young Frankenstein. Liked this show, but never found out the culprit. But this one guy, I'll never forget staring at that butt. It was just this weird, circular little, with the belt just barely hanging.
Was
the
he
kind
fat?
Of butt that you normally see on people that are a little, you know, little challenged.
I didn't know that the challenged had a variety of butts.
Well, you know, when you know see, like, either. Somebody... You see somebody from the Dream Team, if uh-huh. you know what I mean. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Where you or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Or as
it was
Brad
that
and I
kind
say, when we spot someone like that,
right.
we say we have a winner. If we're in a crowd,
precisely.
That's our code uh-huh. word.
So,
we
but
have
I never
a
got a good look, and we never were able. And once we got out into the beautiful Times Square air, everything was just wonderful. So, what happened was. The trip was great. We got back, enjoyed New York, did as much in a 24-hour period as we possibly could, bought my daughter's fake Rolexes.
How nice.
That, where they actually go, hey, come here, you know, because they get busted for selling those.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. They've really cracked down since we've been there.
I really enjoy, you know, exposing my daughters
sure.
to crime.
Did
you
sign them up for a fake gang while you were there?
It was. I'm happy to report that I believe Catherine's is still ticking, but Elizabeth's no longer works.
Oh.
And we had a nice little ceremony of I said, this is what this is really worth, and I dumped it in the trash.
Did it have a sweeping hand, or did it go tick, tick, tick?
It tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, that's a real cheap one.
And it was very lightweight, and it was also $25. And it's I could have saved the $25.
Is her wrist infected?
But they learned. The lesson learned. You paid $25 for a good lesson for your daughter.
It was. They were kind of uptight about it. I don't know what I was doing. I was like, I was caught up in the whole New York City.
You were showing off.
I was saying, hey, it's my city, baby. You guys remember how I would kind of turn into a New Yorker when I was up there?
We all did.
Yeah, it was kind of you get to, Mr. Slicky Boy and all that.
Was it a Chinatown Rolex?
Yeah, it was a Chinatown Rolex.
Oh, those are the best.
They are good. I remember.
Between Soho and Chinatown.
One time I inquired what I thought secret. I said, do you have a fake Rolex? And he pulled out a catalog.
Yeah, well, they all have them. And, it's the whole culture of fake purses, too.
Yes. That's big.
Where you have to, go through. CK was telling me some great stories about it, where you go through, secret doorways and stuff like that.
He buys purses?
He was there with a bunch of women. How he's always trying to get laid. That's what he was doing. So we get home. It's a great trip. The girls go up and watch a little movie upstairs. Carl and I sit on the sun porch. We hadn't had a drink all weekend. Decided we're going to have a little Sunday night glass of wine. So we sit there and have a glass of wine. We'd eaten very rich food all over the weekend.
Sure.
We go up, and Carla, kind of indicates that she's, we think at this point the kids are asleep. Always a little nervous, though. You slide the little end table, the little side table, your nightstand in front of the door.
Right.
And, you might be ready to go. Carla indicates to me that she's, there's a little move to get into it.
She's
wonderful.
Randy.
Wonderful. She's actually ready.
That's great.
And we've had a long weekend.
What kind of wine was that?
But I blew it. I totally blew it.
You blew it?
Because, I go, I have to, I've had a few glasses of wine. Uh-huh. So I said, I'll be right out.
Yeah.
And I go into the bathroom, which is very close to the bedroom.
You didn't.
And as I am, draining, I hear... and I turn around, and I hear from the other side of the shut door, I hear, nice. Nice. And I come out, and she had been sitting up on the end of the bed, looking fetching in this little T-shirt that she wears that I have. Uh-huh. She wears one of my T-shirts, and I came back out of the bathroom after my inadvertent, and she was... already under the covers, on her side, eyes closed, facing away. The moment was over.
Your
the
Honor,
moment
I, has... I object.
This
is not fair. This is not your fault. First of all, the trip was unavoidable, right? And if you can't do it in there, where can you go to do it?
I know, normally it just was timing. And I've done that before.
I think it was the exertion of moving the nightstand.
If you hadn't have done it in there, you would have done it after you came out of there, and nobody wants that.
I understand, Buzz.
It's unfair to you, Mike.
But
sometimes. Let it go after the point of no return.
It happened. Two quick calls, and then we're going to get to Buzz here. But, Carla, I'm sorry, and I'll try
not
to do that. 5 seconds.
What was your best meal that you had in New York?
Best meal was a simple piece of New York pizza.
Oh, so
that's
good.
That's what it was. Had it at Familia, La Familia, with all the Giuliani pictures on the wall and all that.
Place.
It was a good time. Let's go to Steve in D.C. Steve, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Hello, Mike. What a thrill. What a thrill.
Well, it's a thrill talking to you, Steve. What can we do for you?
Yeah.
I believe what you were describing with the small bottom gentleman was a colostomy bag.
Well, I don't know whether I know where those go, and you can have a big butt and have a colostomy bag. I don't know where that's
no connection between the two.
Let's go to Joe in Houston, Texas. Joe, how's the weather down there?
Oh, man. Just sitting on the porch waiting for the hurricane. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, we should probably have an update on that because it's churning out there, tropical storm right now.
Becoming organized, heading for Houston.
And they're saying it could become a hurricane by the time it gets to Houston.
Just the Don and Mike intern staff, it's becoming organized.
Yes, slightly organized.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
And are they saying that when it hits Houston that it will be hurricane strength, Joe?
Yeah, Category 1. But, everybody down is going crazy out of their minds. They've never been through this before. We sat through Category 2 and 3 before. It's no big deal.
Well, just remember, even if you have to make a short errand, it's always 45 minutes in a cab. Anywhere you go in Houston, it's 45 minutes in a cab. Right. You know that.
Yeah, it's flat and long and 100 miles an hour.
That's right. Yeah, sorry. Well, good luck, Joe. We appreciate that.
It's
all right.
Great city.
Great city, Houston. We sure had a ball there. Let's get Buzz Burbank on with our very First buzz of the day. What's happening in sex news today, Mr. Burbank?
Well, to quote one news account, Mike, hundreds of nude bicyclists joined curious spectators in Saturday night's nude bike ride in St. Louis. It's not just St. Louis. It could happen in your town. Maybe it already has. Mm-hmm. The 10-mile ride is being staged in 70 cities around the world to protest our dependence on oil and to call attention to bicycles.
Yeah, what better way to take yourself seriously than just to get naked and get on a bicycle?
Remember the old banana seats?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll take that up for you, man. I'll lock that bicycle for you.
They sold a lot of sanitary wipes that day.
I would think so. Lots of Purell.
St. Louis police were on hand to make sure people stayed in their loincloths, thongs, pasties, bikinis, and body paint. They apparently missed the woman wearing nothing but a pink derby.
Yeah, I'd like to see the seats. See them. You don't have to smell
just
them.
See them.
Right. Maybe from a distance. Mm-hmm.
A Caribbean resort is now offering hookers as part of its vacation package. Vikings Exotic Resort in the British Virgin Islands is luxurious and breathtaking like most of the tropical resorts.
Let's go. Let's do a show from down there.
But all-inclusive here means a compensated date in your room every night, and judging from the photos, the date should end well.
Okay, so you've seen the photos?
I've seen a couple of the photos. You have to get a little deeper into the website to see them all naturally.
Get deeper.
Sure.
4 days.
What's it called? Buzz Burbank's Thousand Island Resort?
Buzz's Vikings Exotic
House
Resort.
Of Buzz Burbank's House of Vikings.
House of Fun.
Are the I have a question.
Sure.
About the women of the evening. Are they a variety of shapes, sizes, and colors?
The two that I saw were both young, blonde, and extremely attractive.
Really?
Are they actually Vikings?
Again, those are the two they showed us. I haven't seen the rest of them.
Okay.
But they're sort of Viking in their blondeness, I think.
Yes, Miss McBride.
Hi, Meredith.
It's time for a McBridian moment. Yes, have you been to this resort?
No, but the general manager from that resort is on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
These questions will be answered.
Free trip. We're going.
Well, talk to that guy.
I'm lobbying the guy for a free trip.
Compensated days.
Here's what you'd be getting if you got the free trip, because 4 days and three nights normally goes for $4,000 a guy.
Okay.
Double the price, and you get two women each night.
Really? So if you go for a week, basically, mm-hmm. 4 days, mm-hmm. you spend $8,000.
$14,000 right. if you want two girls.
No, it's $8,000 if you want two girls.
Right. That's
oh, okay.
Correct.
Oh,
right.
okay. I'm sorry.
$8,000.
What if you spent $14,000?
Rob was thinking about three girls.
That would be four girls.
Well, I would assume then if you spend like $12,000, you're going to get three women.
They don't make that particular offer, but I'll bet you could talk to them about it.
Sure. That's ordering off the menu, Mike.
Is that every night?
That's every night.
I'm going to get pictures.
I wonder what's in the
get pictures and put them up on the website.
I'll do that.
Wonder what's in the minibar.
Penicillin.
There you go.
Yeah, baby.
Mascara and eyeliner for men may have just been the beginning. The latest fashion reports say that after 500 years in exile, tights on men are coming back.
Yeah! Yes!
What have I been telling you?
Thank God I can finally wear what I want to work. I'm so sick of wearing jeans with these T-shirts.
Europe's...
I want to look like one of Robin's merry men.
European soccer players wear them under their shorts.
Uh-huh.
And now the trend is spreading.
That's right.
They are huge in Germany.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And tights reportedly fight jet lag in air travelers.
Absolutely.
So there's that.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it isn't. Tom, calm down. You wear them.
I've worn them.
Hi, Tom Brokaw.
Survey says the latest sex poll from AskMen.com has some surprising numbers.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Are we out of time?
No,
for
you
those?
Can tell us. Tell okay. us the numbers. Go ahead. I'm just playing a little thing.
Are you at least somewhat satisfied with your sex life? 57%
said
yes.
Oh, all right. Now he's got a survey. Hold on. Yeah. I'll turn down the music, Rob. We'll turn that off here.
Right.
All right, Buzz. Go ahead. Start again.
Are you at least somewhat satisfied with your sex life? 57% of the men surveyed said yes.
Yes.
One in four, 25%, said they were completely unsatisfied. Mm-hmm. More than one in three guys, 37%, say they have sex less than once a month. Over a third of guys having sex less than once a month, according to the survey. Only 2% of the guys said they every single day. One out of five has had a compensated date in their lifetimes.
Ooh.
Go to the Viking resort for that.
Yes, sir, in the Caribbean.
One out of five has had a threesome, but only one in four of those had it with a woman and another guy.
That's the one for that.
The most shocking statistic, 35% of us say we've faked it at least once.
Men?
Mm-hmm.
Faked it?
Over a third of men say they have faked it at least once in their lifetimes. They have pretended that it happened.
Have you, Rob?
Never have.
Have you?
Maybe once.
Maybe once for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Long time ago.
Not something you want to
do a
lot.
Now, there have been times, a lot of times, alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When there,
and that's
we
probably
never reached
what
the
it
destination.
Was. Yeah, but I mean, sure. I kind of pretended I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she's like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, that's what they do.
Just imitate what
they
do.
Not my wife.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, how much it costs to see Angelina's twins. And in the final Buzz, John McCain does Sturgis. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, Buzz, it's time for the great debate, ladies and gentlemen.
It is time?
Yes. This is a show where we talk about anything, and you've heard some political discussions that have been fabulous.
Certainly.
You've heard the issues of the day. We were just talking about New York City cabs. But here's our great debate topic for you to get involved in today. We're going to be tackling these subjects all year, so get used to it, because the Mike O'Mara Show does not shy away from the tough issues,
ladies and gentlemen.
Really. Here's our great debate topic. You can get involved at 877-365-3636. Crabs. And I'm not talking about the kind you get, like, diseased crabs.
No, we're done.
I'm talking
that.
About the kind you eat.
Mm-hmm.
The kind you eat here around Washington, D.C.
Maryland crabs.
Maryland crabs.
Blue crabs.
They're called blue crabs.
Crabs.
All right? I'll tell you, we started this in the office. We decided to carry it onto the air.
Yeah.
Crabs, the great debate.
Yeah.
Do they suck? Like I say they do?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they a fabulous traditional food stuff like Mr. Spiewak thinks
they
are?
Oh, no, that's not my side.
What is your side?
I'm sort of in the middle. I say they have their place. Beth Ann is the crab champion.
She's a crab fan?
And I'm solidly with you, Mike. I don't care for them.
You know what we call them up in Maine?
What?
Bait. That's the big debate.
Crabs.
Get on the line. Come on.
Come on, bring it.
877-365-3636. Make your case on the great debate.
Crabs.
Crabs. Do they suck or don't they?
Bring it.
I don't mind them all the time.
And way to go to sit on the fence, okay? You got to make a commitment. This is the great crab debate. We will have it when we come right back on a big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.